Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
It's the Story Pirates Podcast with your hosts, Lee
and Peter.
And we're going back into the archives to play you some of our favorite stories written by kids. Peter, what's today's story?
Lee, today's story was written all the way back in 2010. It was written by a then fourth grader from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Her name is Lily Hall, and her story is called The Captive Princess.
Peter, let's hear the original story that Lily sent in to us.
I think that's a great idea. Read it, please, Lily.
Here it is. The Captive Princess. There was once two princesses, and their names were Carrie and Anna. The princesses were very nice, but today something was going to happen. That day they went for a walk in the woods. Where they lived was Dirty Land. Dirty Land was a dirty, nasty place with garbage everywhere. Two princes were also walking through the same woods, but on clean land property. Stinky King and Stinky Queen were the rulers over Dirty Land, but Clean King and Clean Queen were the rulers over Clean Land. A kidnapper was hiding not far from the path that the princesses walked on. The kidnapper's name was Jerry. One day, the annual Dirty Land Ball was held to honor the twin princesses and princes. But this year, the twin princesses were missing. They had been kidnapped. But the Princess of Cleanland knew what to do. They got on their horses, Sunday and Spotty, leading the princess's horses, Ruby and Storm, and the princes were going to save the day. Hooray! I have to tell you where the kidnapper was holding the princesses captive. He was holding them in an old abandoned shack. The princes were riding their horses as fast as they would go. They were looking all over the place, and they were finally found. But the kidnapper would not give the girls up. Then, suddenly, the kidnapper pulled out his sword and attacked! But the princes knew what to do. They fought and fought, and finally the kidnapper was defeated. And the princesses were saved, and they got married, and lived happily ever after, except for the kidnapper. He got sent to jail. The end.
A just ending, I believe.
Peter, if you had to live in either Clean Land or Dirty Land, which
dirty
would
land.
You pick? Dirty Land?
I mean, everywhere I live ends up being Dirty Land, so I might as well resign myself to that fate.
You are a filthy human.
Yeah, no one's ever seen me. Because I just look like a pile of garbage.
He's gross. You guys are lucky you can't smell through the radio.
But I've got a beautiful voice.
It's true.
Very clean.
Also smelly, though. All right, let's hear the Story Pirates adaptation. Here it is by Lily Hall, The Captive Princess.
There were once two princesses, and their names were Carrie and Anna. They were very nice.
Why, Anna, you look so very much like a princess today.
Oh, Carrie, you are the nicest princess in the land.
No, you are the nicest princess in the land.
No, you are.
But today, something was going to happen.
Anna, let's go on a walk in the woods.
Shall we walk through the woods of Dirty Land where we live, or shall we cross over into Clean Land property?
Well, walking through Clean Land would mean trespassing, but Dirty Land is a dirty, nasty place with garbage everywhere.
Let's go to Clean Land! Oh, I'm so happy you said Clean Land.
Me too. Let's go with haste, for we must be back in time for the Dirty Land Ball.
Every year in Dirty Land, Stinky King and Stinky Queen hold a ball in honor of the princesses and the twin princes of Clean Land.
Did you say princes?
Girls, girls! And so the princesses walked through the woods of Clean Land, where the kidnapper was hiding.
Hey! Why you gotta blow my cover like that, narrator?
And the kidnapper's name was Jerry.
Hey! Why, I oughta?
Yikes! I'm getting out of here!
Ha-ha! It's me, the kidnapper named Jerry. And the narrator's right. I'm gonna kidnap those princesses. Ha-ha! I'm out of here!
Is he gone? Thank goodness. Meanwhile, at the castle of Stinky King and Stinky Queen.
Citizens of Dirty Land and neighboring Clean Land, I, Stinky King, that was me,
yay!
Do hereby officially kick off the Dirty Ball.
Yay! And I, Stinky Queen,
oh, that was me.
Well done, m'lady.
Yay!
Do hereby call attention to our honored guests, the twin princes of Clean Land.
Hello.
Greetings, everyone.
And we also do heretofore present the twin princesses of Dirty Land, Carrie and Anna.
All right.
Where are they?
The twin princesses, Carrie and Anna?
Where are they? The twin princesses are missing!
They must have been kidnapped by Jerry!
No!
Wait, everyone! Do not panic! The princes of Clean Land know what to do!
We shall mount our horses Sunday and Spotty!
And we shall lead the princesses' horses, Ruby and Storm! So that all four of us shall have horses after we rescue the princesses!
Hooray!
Hooray indeed! Now, I have to tell you where the kidnapper was holding the princesses captive. He was holding them in an old abandoned shack.
Come on, narrator! Why you gotta give up my hiding place?
And the kidnapper Jerry hid because the princes were riding through the woods toward him.
Oh, they're coming? I'm gonna hide.
Here we come to save the day.
We're coming.
We're riding as fast as we can.
I've never ridden so fast.
We're looking all over the place.
Literally everywhere.
Here we come to save the day.
We're princes.
Look, an abandoned shack.
This shack is clearly abandoned. Let's look somewhere else.
Wait, save us.
We're being held captive in this abandoned shack.
Like I said, let's immediately search this abandoned shack.
Not so fast, princes. You may be one, two princes here before me. That's what I said now. But you're no match for Jerry the kidnapper. Witness my sword.
He has a sword right away.
Wait, we also have swords.
Oh, yes, well, like I said, attack!
And so the princes fought!
Harry, thrust!
And fought!
Ow, my spleen!
And finally the kidnapper was defeated!
I'm defeated!
We're free! Thank you, princes!
Now that we have freed you from the evil clutches of Jerry, there is nothing left for us to do here than to propose.
Huh?
That we leave you in peace.
Goodbye forever, princesses!
Wait! Don't you want to hang out or just talk or something?
Psst, I just had an idea. I think we should ask them to marry us.
Oh, quite right. Well, like I said, princesses...
Will you marry us?
Yes!
Girls! Girls! And they lived happily happily ever after.
Except for the kidnapper.
What?
He got sent to jail.
Oh.
Jerry, nice one.
The end!
Before we hear from the author herself, we have an exciting announcement about a new contest we're holding. The Story Pirates are making our next book, and it's going to be based on an idea from a kid. So, we're holding another contest for kids to submit their ideas. This book is going to be a mystery written by Jacqueline West, the New York Times bestselling author of The Books of Elsewhere. But before Jacqueline can start writing, we need an amazing spark from one of our kid listeners. Parents, go to storypirates.com/spark right now to submit your child's mysterious idea for a story. Only one submission will be chosen to be used for our book, but all submissions will receive Story Love, a note from the Story Pirates about how much we love your ideas. Submissions are due July 21st, 2017. So go to storypirates.com/spark today. And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hi. My name's Lee, right?
Yeah, that's it. You got it. How are you today?
Very good.
Can you tell us where you are right now?
In my room. I was getting ready for dance class, I guess.
And where do you live?
In Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Nice. And how old are you, Lily?
12.
And what grade are you in? 7th grade?
Yes.
Awesome. You're getting ready for dance class, huh?
Yes.
What kind of dance is it?
I take ballet.
Nice.
And next year,
No, go ahead.
Next year I plan to take point class. I'm doing pre-point, which is like right before you take point where you like turn your toes a lot.
Got it. How long have you been doing ballet?
Well, I've done ballet, jazz, and tap for 3 years. I did hip-hop 1 year. That was last year. And then I'm doing ballet just by itself this year. So about 5 years.
Wow, that's awesome. So you wrote this story, The Captive Princess, right?
Yes.
You wrote it sort of a long time ago, right?
It was. I'm trying to remember when I wrote it because I can't really remember.
Do you remember what grade you were in at the time?
I think 3rd or 4th grade.
Wow.
That was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Because
I was taking dance at the time. I was dancing at the time.
This must have been one of the first stories we ever performed on Mindy's show.
Was it one of the first or the first one? Or
I think it was
just like one.
I think it was one of the first.
That's cool.
Yeah, so cool. I'm looking it up right now to see if I can. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was 3 years ago. Wow. Do you remember when you wrote this story?
I wrote the story the last day it was supposed to be turned in. I turned it in like right before the deadline, so it was just like I almost didn't get it turned in.
Do you remember how you got the idea for your story?
I really don't know. I was just writing. I was just thinking about like princesses because I had an obsession with princesses. And I was thinking, what if I wrote a story about a princess who got captive? And I wrote it down first on a piece of paper and then I just typed it.
Nice.
That was one of my first experiences typing a story.
Do you write a lot of stories now?
Yeah, I had to write a paper in class earlier about school. If you went like to a same gender school, there were just like an all-girl school, an all-boy school, or a traditional school. And I'm not quite done with it yet.
You had to write about whether you would like that or what you would do there?
The advantages and / disadvantages of that, and like which one I would choose.
Got it. And which one would you choose?
An all-girl school, because I find that you don't have as much distraction. Because guys, I think sometimes, like, I know some guys who just talk a lot. It gets kind of annoying when you're trying to do your work.
Yeah, I can imagine. Right now, do you go to a co-ed school?
Yes.
In your story, you say you have dirty land and clean land, right?
Yes.
How'd you get the idea for that?
I don't know. I was just thinking of what a sad place would be if it was, like, tons of garbage. That would not be fun. So I was just like, wait, what if a princess lived there and it was like they didn't like it? Who likes trash? Not me.
Not me either. Another thing I really like about your story is the kidnapper who takes the princess captive's name is Jerry.
I just couldn't think of anything else for his name.
I think Jerry's a pretty good name for a kidnapper.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like Jerry.
Jerry.
That's kind of how you got his name in the play. Pretty funny.
That is really funny. How do you like Murfreesboro, Tennessee?
Like, it was a capital, like, for, like, a few years, I think. And it's also the exact center of Tennessee.
The exact center?
Yep.
How do you know that for sure?
Like, there's a big monument. The center of town is kind of close to the historical square. My mom works in the courthouse.
Oh, okay, cool.
She works there, like, the historical courthouse. So I've been there for, like, a field trip. but it's really fun. And Civil War was, like, fought there, too. Like, there were, like, major battles. I don't know. I'm just talking about... I just got off topic.
No, that's okay. I love the Civil War. I'm really interested in it.
My mom has a ton of books, and she likes going to the Stone River Battlefield. We live really close.
Cool.
And we visit there about every few months, and sometimes we'll almost always go on the first or second day of the battle, so just...
Have you ever seen a reenactment?
I have before.
What are those like?
Wasn't, like, exactly a reenactment. It was more like they shot off the cannon, so it's kind of like a reenactment.
Were there people dressed up like Civil War soldiers?
Yes, there was, like, a little exhibit there showing, like, a camp. It's a Confederate camp, I think, because Tennessee was part of the Confederacy. And...
Hold on one second. I'm just going to close the window because there's a lawnmower. Okay.
Really loud.
Sorry, I sort of slammed it shut.
The window was louder than the outside noise.
I think you're right. So you're in seventh grade. Do you still listen to the Story Pirates?
Sometimes it comes on when we're in the car, and I ask my mom to turn it up because I'm really curious of what other people wrote, and, like, they're really good stories.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
I think I lost the journal that had my old story in it.
Oh, really?
Really sad. Well, and I think my mom's computer died, so I don't have either. I don't have a copy of the story anymore.
Well, I can send it to you.
Oh, that'll be great.
What else do you do in your spare time for fun?
Read a book.
Any favorites?
The Percy Jackson series.
Oh, cool.
That's really my favorite. And then I'm a big fan of the Harry Potter series. I started reading in third grade, so I finished it in fifth grade, so... And I've read them at least 7 or 8 times, I think.
That's cool. I was just talking to a friend of mine that lives in Nashville, and she made me really want to visit Tennessee sometime.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, the weather is a little eh, but I mean, the weather is nice, but the weather is just, like, changes, like, really fast. Like, 1 second you're outside, and, like, 5 minutes later it's really dark. It's, like, really cold or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a saying here, I think it's, if you don't like the weather, wait a day. And it's like, it kind of applies to Tennessee because their weather is all over the place.
That's awesome. So, Lily, do you have any advice for kids who might be younger than you that are trying to write their own original brand new story?
Yeah, just, I guess, go off your experience and come up with something. Just think of what someone else wants to read, like... Come up with something that you think everyone will like.
I think that's really great advice. I always think, like, what would I want to read? Maybe I should write something I would like. All right. Well, thanks, Lily. I'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
You have a great day, too.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, as always, you can come visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan. We feature new stories every week with kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find the full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. While you're there, you can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life. We'll also be performing this weekend at Wilco's Solid Sound Festival in North Adams, Massachusetts. You can check all that information out at solidsoundfestival.com. The Story Pirates podcast will be back next week with another triple story bonus episode, so keep your eyes open for that. Thanks again for listening, and please remember to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, give us a rating, write a review, and maybe even tell a friend. And we will see you next time! Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out.
Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.